It's Joanna Campbell from 100.7 The Bay, and I'm talking to Chris Koulos, who is the drummer for OAR, and they're coming to Hollywood Casino August 10th and 11th, and the Bay gave away tickets earlier, so we're going to have some listeners there to hear you play, Chris.
Hey, we're excited. Thanks so much. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. We're on the road right now. We're actually out in Delaware near the beach and making our way over towards you.
Well, I mean, that's not too far from home anyway. You guys are just Rockville.
We actually have some family coming out, so it'll be a fun next couple days.
They coming to the Hollywood Casino show as well?
I believe I've got a party bus of about 12 people with my cousin and extended family, and my mom is coming separately with a couple of her girlfriends. It's going to be a fun one. And that's just on my side. The whole band has people coming out. So that's always nice when we're in kind of near our neck of the woods.
Like a homecoming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other than touring, what have you guys been up to lately?
A lot of new music. We've been writing a lot. We've got a new single coming out in October. We've been playing it on stage every night. And if you guys are coming out to the show, we'll be excited to play it for you.
That sounds like a ton of fun. Let's rewind all the way back to the beginning. OAR, out of Rockville. How did you get from playing around local shows to soundtracks and craziness?
Wow. I know. We are going way back. I mean, our first show was the 8th grade talent show. We basically saw Pearl Jam on MTV, and we figured we had to start a band immediately. We don't sound like them, you know, like that kind of a hard rock, but like we're just so influenced by what they do and their energy and their passion. We've taken that, we've kind of made our own thing with a little bit more of an islandy, rootsier, acoustic-y vibe, but that's kind of where it all began. And we started as a band in my mom's basement. We've been friends before we picked up instruments, and we carried that spirit through to today. And honestly, 20-some years later, like literally we're just out here trying to get in front of an audience and give everybody a unique experience that they come out and they have a good time and they want to keep coming back and see us. And I think that's really the kind of secret there. It's just we have fun on stage, we're buddies off stage, and that comes across on stage. And when you come out to the show, we basically cater the show towards the crowd that night. And that's what makes it so fun year after year for people to keep coming back out to see us again and again.
Now, does being friends for so long ever cause trouble? Like you'll be talking to somebody about something and they'll like correct you and bring up an embarrassing story from when you were small?
Oh, totally. I mean, at this point, it's more than family. We spend more time together than we do with our wives. So it's just like a brotherhood where you just pick on each other, but it's all fun in games. It's like family.
You guys play any pranks?
We don't do a whole lot of pranks on ourselves. I think it's more like there is a tradition out on the road at the end of a tour, you prank the other bands that you've been touring with. And that's not just us. That's almost every band ever. And there's some pretty funny ones. It's not malicious, but there's some ones that maybe toe the line a little bit. I've seen people put like a fog machine in a band's van and run out and tell them that their van was on fire.
Ooh.
I've seen when a band is on stage, you go out and one thing at a time start dismantling like the drum set, taking away the cymbals and then taking away the toms and then taking away the snare drum, and he's got nothing left to play on. He's just got a kind of smile because he doesn't want to look like a jerk in front of everybody. Like, how can you do this to me? There's some good ones.
That is a good one.
Yeah, but we're just starting the tour, so I don't have any good ones for you right now, but
right.
There will be.
Speaking of drums, what are you playing right now? What you got?
Oh, we want to talk gear? Oh, this is awesome. Now we're really going to nerd out.
This is not for anybody else but me, no.
Yeah. So I play Ludwig drums, which are my favorite, and I play Zildjian cymbals. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited because we'll be in the Boston area next Tuesday, and I get to go in and visit the factory. See how everything's made and check out little prototypes, things they're working on, and see some of the latest and greatest.
Well, I have a 57 Ludwig, so I share the love there.
Wait, this is amazing. Tell me about it.
It was my grandfather's.
Okay.
And he played it out until he was, 80, 85, and then finally retired. And the joke always was I would get the kit, you know, over his cold, dead body. Well, unfortunately, that happened. And now I have the drum set and his dog.
Oh, man. Well, this is too cool. So I play drums because my dad was a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
We had a drum set in the basement. We had two drum sets, actually, both Slingerland. One was like a 1970s something. It was just like a black wrap, really nice sounding. It just, that was in the basement. That was the standard thing I learned on. In the closet was his 1967 aqua satin finish.
Oh.
The coolest psychedelic looking wrap ever.
Yes.
But it sat in the basement for like 35 years, just totally getting covered in dirt and smut and soot. It wasn't in cases. And I think it had kind of always been that way. So it just continued to collect dust and everything in the basement for years. Well, I moved to Nashville recently. recently and brought them down and had a guy out of one of these amazing drum shops who specializes in vintage gear restore it.
Oh.
And it is awesome. Again, 1967.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it out on the road, but it sounds amazing. I actually use it. I have a studio at home that I record a lot of stuff with. And it's so special and meaningful that it was my dad's first drum set.
Absolutely. Anyway, really excited for you guys to be coming around to the Hollywood Casino. Have so much fun in Delaware.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.